And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 23rd of June, 2014. Tonight is Midsummer Night's Eve, St. John's Eve, St. John, the patron saint of beekeepers, a time when the hives are full of honey. The full moon this month was called the Mead Moon because honey was fermented to make mead, and that's where the word honeymoon comes from. It's a time for lovers. An old Swedish proverb says, "Midsummer night is not long, but it sets many cradles rocking." Shakespeare set his play A Midsummer Night's Dream on this night. Two young couples who wander into a magical forest outside Athens. In the play, Shakespeare wrote, "The course of true love never did run smooth." It was on this day, 1972, that Title IX was signed into law by President Richard Nixon. Title IX, which prohibited sex discrimination in any federally funded education activity or program, applying to all schools, elementary to universities, public and private. And though the original language of Title IX did not mention sports, the biggest effect of the law came for female athletes in high school and college, whose opportunities before had been very, very limited. Title IX was introduced in the House by Representative Edith Green of Oregon, the chair of the House Committee on Education, and she encouraged women's groups and other supporters to stay quiet on the issue, hoping that Congress wouldn't think too hard about the significance of Title IX and just vote for it, and that is pretty much what happened. Somebody raised a brief concern that Title IX would require schools to allow women to play football, but nonetheless the bill was passed, and it revolutionized gender equity in education. Since it passed in 1972, the percentage of women getting degrees in higher education has steadily climbed. Women now outpace men in obtaining both bachelor's and graduate degrees. After the passage of Title IX, women's teams were required to have the same resources as men's teams. Spending had to be proportional to the number of athletes participating. At the high school level, girls' participation in sports has increased by more than 900% since 1972. And it was on this day in 1868 the first typewriter was patented by Christopher Latham Sholes. It took up about as much room as a large table. But Mark Twain bought one almost as soon as they came out, and in 1883 he sent the manuscript of his book Life on the Mississippi to his publisher in typed form. He was the first author ever to do so. Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, Old Blue. Someday I'll crank up that Corvette, let it mumble those marvelous oil-swimming gears and speak its authority. I'll rock its big wheels till they roll free onto the drive. Nobody can stop us then. Loaded with everything, we'll pick up momentum for the hill north of town. Mona, you didn't value me, and it's too late now. Steve, remember your refusal to go along on those deals when you all opposed me? You had your chance. Goodbye, you squealers and grubbies. Goodbye, old house that begins to leak. Neighbors gone stodgy. Days that lean casually, grunting and snoring together. For anyone who ever needs the person they slighted, this is my address. Gone. Poem by William Stafford, Old Blue, from The Way It Is, New and Selected Poems, published by Gray Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.